ProFlowRadio.com.
You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show Show, internationally syndicated, Act Like You Know, with your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show, www.maxi.com.
Pro Flow for Show Show, wireless phone interview feature presentation. Pro Flow for Show Show, Pro Flow for Show Show, Pro Flow for Show Show.
Check this out.
Yeah, you know.
Hit it with Fofo Flow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah.
All right, I'm ready to go.
All righty. Okay, all right. So I am sitting here with Mr. Skylar Jett, Grammy-nominated artist as well as ex-Commodore. And Mr. Jett is a very interesting individual. I mean, a very in-depth, deep, socially conscious individual who is out here using his talents that God gave him to change the world. Now, Mr. Jett, we just appreciate you being on the show today. And how are you today, man? Let me just ask you that.
I'm feeling blessed. The sun is out. We warm and and all the social consciousness is in the mix, and really feeling good about today and what's going to happen in the future with social consciousness.
Great, man. Great. Now, I just before I get started into all the details of your movement of social consciousness and music, as well as the youth, I wanted to let you go ahead and give a shout out to your radio show, Solutions Radio. If you can give the audience a way for them to be able to check you out on.
Yes, every Tuesday we have a show called Solutions Now Radio, hosted by Blog Talk Radio. And I'll make sure you get the link to that so you can get it to all your fans. And what we do is we talk about good news. People are tired of bad news. So we try to give them good news. And I think it's refreshing, and everybody that comes on the show thinks it's refreshing. And that's a great start to making positive things happen in our lives.
You've been doing this deeply and seriously for a long time. I want to name some of the people that you've worked for in the past just to show my audience exactly the power that, you know, or at least I want to make you stand out, because, you know, you, when I name all these names, then it's like, well, this man has worked with all these people, but he's out here on his own doing a social movement of change for the people. So you've worked with Stevie Wonder, Celine Dion, Patty Austin, Quincy Jones, Lionel Richie, Ray Charles, Sting, James Brown, Al Green, Lou Rawls, Barbara Streisand, Christina Aguilera, Whitney Houston, Diana Ross, Aretha Franklin, Jennifer Lopez, Mariah Carey, Patti LaBelle, the OJs, the Calvadors, Rick Martin, the Temptations, Curtis Mayfield, Eddie Murphy, Boyz II Men, Peebo Bryson, Kenny G, Tevin Campbell, Michael Bolton, New Kids on the Block, man, come on. Okay, now, that alone, like, the interview's over now, but, like, it's crazy. But, anyhow, like, all these people, you know, and you decided to do now the positive thing to, well, you've always been positive, but, like, to make change. Now, where did this I want to make a difference in the world thing come from, you know, what sparked you to do this?
Well, in 2007, I brought, with Sly Stone's sister, we commandeered together to try to make something totally different happen.
Yes.
And we brought Sly and the Family Stone back to the stage for 13 gigs. It took me 6 years prior to make this happen. And
really?
Yeah, and I had to go through a lot of, you know, just a lot of curves and all stuff, you know, over heels and everything,
yeah,
you know, all of that to get to that point. But I made it happen, and now we have a new book out. You can go to vetstone.com and check out the book that we have out about our journey. And the journey is about two people that wouldn't give up no matter what, whether we had money or not, we wouldn't give up. And that's what you have to do in life. You have to see a goal and then put blinders on. Don't look at anything else until you get to that goal and then move on. What happens to most people is like, you're trying to do too many things and you can't get anything done. So you have to pick one thing and just like, don't stop until you get there and don't listen to no.
Now you mentioned this book to me before, and it was the way you had you know, you were describing the significance of this book. It was, you know, they wrote books about the family stones before, but this one was an inside, the inside look, you know, from the fly on the wall in a way. Can you just
elaborate?
Yeah,
from the inside out.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the inside out.
You were explaining to me that it wasn't never done before in a way.
Well, there's the, I mean, there's always been books written about Sly Stone's family,
uh-huh.
but there's never been one from any of the siblings, including Sly. So
okay.
this is the very first one. Yeah.
Okay. Great, great. Now that in itself is a whole. We'll probably have a few interviews for this series that we're doing, this movement of social consciousness and Shine Radio. So we'll definitely get back into that later, but. Let's see, what I want to do now is transition to your music, because your music is one of the powerhouses behind your movement, and you've got a lot of different socially conscious songs. And the first one I was going to ask you about was the song you wrote about environmental consciousness, and it was, I think Al Gore had some kind of dealings with you or something. I can't remember if you can explain what was going on.
Yeah, of course. It all started when I got off the road with Sly and the Family Stone. Yeah. I just wanted to, you had to, you know, the record industries are, is definitely in dire straits right now. So you have to find another way to make things happen. And so what I did was I wanted to think about something that wasn't a lot of people doing out here. And a way to help, because I'm looking at the lyrics that the youth are putting out today, and none of it, all of it's about them, their own personal mm-hmm. lives, but... And I challenge young people to write lyrics about themselves, not just about themselves, but about others and community. And so my son, you know, he's a rapper. And so I said, Skylar, all that cussing you doing in the records, does that really mean anything? He said, no, but Dad, that's what everybody else is doing. I said, well, that's why you got to do something different. So in order to prove it to him, I had to show him, you know, by example. And so that's why Al Gore won the Nobel Peace Prize. And I said, you know what, let me write a song and give it to him, because they stole the election away from him. And here it is, this man, you know, George Bush out there picking fights with people all over the world. And Al Gore, we come to find out 8 years later, Al Gore is trying to help us breathe better. So I said, let me write him a song. And I wrote him a song called Think Green, which happened, which he liked, and actually put on. If you go to his website, Current TV, owns Current TV, and you pull up Skylar Jett, Think Green, if you know what I mean, that song will come up in a little video.
Oh yeah, this is also on iTunes. They can find it on iTunes, and they can probably eventually find it through SkylarJett.com. I'm looking at SkylarJett.com right now, and that's Jett with two T's, of course. But I'm looking at it right now, and I see the Obama song on here. And that right now, of course, is very current because, of course, Obama's still in office. And what's that song about? It's called Obama.
Well,
what's it called again?
It's the song is called My Mama Says Obama. It was written for a friend of mine's documentary, which she hasn't gotten the funding yet.
Okay.
So I told her I'm going to go ahead and put the song out because, you know, he's only going to get reelected one time. Mm-hmm. So this is to help his election, you know, and I put some stuff in there about the Tea Party, because when they came in, you can see that our credit rating was downgraded, and that's only been done one time in our history. So it goes to show you that they came in and start just trying to ruffle the feathers and everything. So, and it's a tribute thing, because I wrote this song before they got their 70 seats. But
really?
I saw the premonition. I invite you to go to my Facebook page or my website, and you can hear my Obama song.
Yeah, I listened to it, and it was like I never heard your music technically. So I when I got the chance to listen to it, it was a personal experience, of course, but you know, I was loving it because I'm like, this is the man that the name is about, you know, this sound and this these words. And it was just it was a pleasure to actually listen to your music. So, and it was an honor. So, you know, I also seen a song while I was going through your discography is called I Survived, and it looks like it was about breast cancer and survivors, of course. So can you give me a brief description of that? Or at least... go ahead.
A sister out of... on the East Coast, and she called me one day, and she said, Skylar, I listen to your social conscious music, and I wonder if you ever written a song for cancer survivors.
Yeah.
And I said, no. But when I got off the phone, I wrote that song in 30 minutes. In 30 minutes, I had it done. And I went by my dear friend's house, and we just kind of put it together. And it's wonderful. His name is Sylvester Burks. He's a gospel keyboard player, just like amazing. So we all put this thing together. And fantastic. It's a fantastic story because I went through two singers, and they wouldn't put their emotions into the song. And so my keyboard player, he said, Skylar, I got this girl at church, and I think she's perfect for this song. So I said, okay, bring her over. So she came over, and something told me, this is probably God's will, and I'm sure, to take a friend of mine who had cancer to the session. So I took her and put her right in front of Sharon, who was singing the song. And I think that spirit...
Yes, you had the person that was suffering from cancer and the person was trying to sing the song.
I took a friend of mine who had cancer and set her right in front of the singer.
Ooh.
So while Sharon is singing this song, she's looking at my friend, and that spirit came through in the emotion. And so now I get the performance that I've been waiting for. And then... But the crazy thing is this. It's like... Just before we ended the song, it's like we had about probably, I don't know, 8 bars to go. And she goes, I can't finish the song. I got to leave. I said, well, why, Sharon? What's going on? I got to get to work. I said, well, what do you do? She said, I'm a prison guard, and I got to hold a gun in the tower tonight.
Wow. Awesome.
I said, you sing like that, and you got to hold a gun? We got to find you some gear. Right. And so 2 weeks later, my friend Western, who has cancer, called me, and she said, Skylar, the American Cancer Society is throwing 4 events, and they fell in love with your song, and they want Sharon to sing that song, the opening and closing, for the opening and closing ceremony. So God is good.
What a privilege. What a privilege. That's, you know, these songs that you're doing are like such a market in itself. You've got a song about abstinence and suicide. Are these available on iTunes as well?
Well, my song Abstinence will be available in a few days.
Okay, cool.
But the song, I wrote it because both of my daughters were raped. And so
really?
I wanted to... Yeah, yeah. And so, but the main thing is like, I want to write a song with a dear friend of mine who's a copyist for the Grammys. And we put this song together. And it looks like it's a good chance that I have some young ladies coming on next week that were on America's Got Talent, the Earum Sisters. They'll be on my radio show next week, my other radio show. And, and they're amazing, amazing girls. I mean, wonderful harmonies and young people. And so what I'm going to do is point that at all the high schools with this song to give young ladies, you got to be able to tell a young man, I ain't ready yet. You know, you might be ready, but I'm not ready yet. And so just helping young ladies get that strength, I thought it'd be great to write this song. And so I did.
Definitely, man, definitely. Sounds like you're definitely... Oh, I'm sorry. What's the song called again?
It's called Wait For Me. If you want me, wait for me. Yeah.
That's real. That's real. It's self-explanatory, too. Now, I definitely wanted to get... Because I'm running out of time for today, but I want to see if I could definitely get another... I want to get an interview a little bit later just to keep going about what we're talking about. I want to speak more about Shine Radio, which is a conscious music show that you're putting together with our establishment to just get the word out about conscious music and what's going on here and this movement that you're pushing. But I wanted to get, before we go, I want you to talk to the audience about your vision for the youth. What you see that the youth are doing that's destroying the music industry in a way, destroying their creativity, destroying their base to be successful, productive people. You were mentioning to me that foul language and just I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. If you can go ahead and just roll with it, it'd be great.
You know, I challenge young people that are songwriters to write lyrics about community. Like, it's easy to write about yourself, but when is the last time you wrote a song about your community or to help another human being? And we can do this because I know it works. It's working for me.
Yes.
When I have young people and everyone that gets in touch with me and say, Skylar, that song touched me and it turned me in a direction or to give me strength or educate
yes.
me or heal me. And so I know it's working, and it can work for any young person that's writing a lyrical content. It can
yes.
be any type of music, but you want the lyrical content to be where it's about community. So, you know, I invite and try to inspire young people to do something and challenge them to do something totally different that's going to help our world via lyrics.
Catch that right now. It's so funny because my time is low, but I keep thinking of so many more things to ask you because everything you say to me just triggers off different things we talked about in the past, like the auto tune you went into depth about like on your website about like different steps or different things that are just tainting creativity and music, and you know we're going to definitely get into that later on, but like right now, I got enough to put together the beginning of this interview so we can get this social conscious movement and approach to these other artists out there. So what I'm going to do is if you're free today, if you're still free later on today, I'm not sure if you'll be free, but if you are, I can call you again and we can finish up this interview.
Yes, let me get back to you.
Let me know when you're free again.
I sure will. And like, I do want to say what you and I creating with Shine Radio.
Yes.
Shine Radio will be to shine the light on young people and artists that write lyrics for social consciousness. Like we're,
yes.
we're going to start our own new thing and it's going to be totally refreshing because
yeah.
this music is going to be healing. It's going to be educational and fun and funky and all everything else. And so
it's Skylar Jett. It's Skylar Jett. What they expect? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think, like I said, my thing is to give back. And if we take care of each other instead of breaking each other down, man, I mean, the progress that we can make in this world would be to the 10th power. So. I mean, we have to start loving each other, man. I mean, it's only 38 million black people here in the United States. And so we're 12% of the population. And if you look at a lot of the lyrics, they're to tear down somebody or flash their money. And I got this and I got that. Yeah, but have you helped anybody with your lyrics? Is that helping anybody or is that just like
destroying,
creating a vision? Or creating a vicious circle, and that's what
it's
I think
definitely
you're
a
doing.
Circle. Yeah,
yeah. You're creating a vicious circle because if everybody's talking bad news, then we'll never have any good news. And life ain't bad. Life is good. I mean,
right.
if you put yourself and apply yourself, you'll find out you can do anything you want. I'm a welfare child, and if I can do this, you can too.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show Show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max, check us out, www.maxheat.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know. Spread the word. It's Pro Flow M4 Radio.